Shalom Aleichem, everyone, as we prepare for Shabbos, Parshas Vayelech, Shabbos Shuva, as we prepare during the Aseret Yemei Tshuva for the upcoming Yom HaKippurim, for a day of Slicha, Mechilu, V'Kapara. Today, I'd like to talk about two words. The first word is the word Kippurim, or Kippur. Yom Kippur, Kapara, we usually translate as the Day of Atonement, the Day of Forgiveness. In Lashon Kodesh, there are three words which refer to three levels of kapara: slicha, mechila, kapara. What's interesting, kapara is almost never used. For example, in Shemoneh Esrei, every day, slach lanu, lakenu. There, we don't use kapara at all. We say slach lanu lakenu, we say mechal lanu. But we don't use the word kapara in the entire paragraph. Before we say the Shleish Esrei Midas, we say kel erech apayim. We talk about slicha mechila. Before Shleish Esrei Midas, we say kel melech yashiv akisei rachamim. We talk about slicha mechila. The word kapara does not appear at all. As a matter of fact, predominantly the word for forgiveness is either slicha and mechila. Kapara is barely ever used. Why then is Yom HaKippurim called Yom Kippur? The word Kippurim obviously means something more than just the day. And the truth is, it's a Beferish. In Parshas Vayishlach, Perek Lamed, Yahweh came with a gift, an elaborate gift, to Esav, and the Shluchim say, Amar, that Yaakov said, Olav b'mincha ha'ileches lefon, he said, Ula Yisa Panai. He will forgive me. The word is Yisa. Ki amar achapra panav b'mincha. The word achapra here can't mean forgiveness. Achapra panav, I will forgive the face of Esav, makes no sense. So this kasha bothers Rashi. Rashi says, kapara loshan kinuach. Kapara does not mean atonement. It's a lashon of cleansing, of cleaning. Rashi says, lashon aramihu. It's expression borrowed from Aramaic, kapara lashon kinuach. And the example that Rashi refers to is the Gemara. Boy lechapura yodai bahu gavra. He wants to wipe his hands, bahu gavra, in the sugi of kamsa and bar kamsa. Kapara does not literally mean forgiveness. Rashi brings from Ezra, Perikhes, where mizrakim, basins that were used for blood in the Beis HaMikdash, are called kippurei zahav. Shemekaneach yaday olav. Again, a lashon of wiping, the kohen will wipe the blood off his hands on the edge of these basins. So kapara really does not literally mean forgiveness or atonement. That's slicha and mechila. Kapara means something else. It means to wipe something away. Achapra panav. I'll wipe away the anger off the face of Esav by mincha ha'ileches lefanai with this gift. We find the word kapara in kapayres, the covering of the aron. We find v'chafarta oisei mibayis u'mechutz ba'kayfer. It doesn't mean forgiveness at all. It means to cover, it means to cleanse, it means to get rid of something. When two people ask forgiveness, one person from another, you never ask your friend for kapara. You ask him for mechila. You ask him for slicha. The word kapara is never used for something people do. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu could give kapara. The message here is that the goal of Yom HaKippurim is not a day of atonement. It's not just to get forgiveness from Shemayim. But it's a day of purification, of wiping away the Averis a person did. And the Sivis explains that Yom Kippur is a day to get rid of the hashpa of the chait of the previous year. You became accustomed to doing things that are not ideal. Nasa like a heter. When you get accustomed to it, it continues. Yom HaKippurim is a day to wipe away that bad habit that you have, that hergel that you have. The habits that you have to do something improperly or to fail to do something properly, that effect of chatoim, Yom HaKippurim is a day that we cleanse ourselves, not a day of atonement, but a day of cleansing. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu could cleanse us, and that's what Yom Kippur is all about. B'derech zeh, we can understand a new meaning to the pasuk, V'hu rachum yechaper avayim v'lo yashris. Literally, Hashem, who has mercy, will forgive our sins and not destroy us. We can understand now, V'hu rachum yechaper avayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give kapara, should clean away our sins. V'lo yashris, the sins should not cause us hashkasa. The virus we did in the previous year that mashkes us, we got used to walking in late and missing brachas by shachris. It became normal by us. No more. A new normal, new expectations. We got used to going to sleep at night without having some time spent in kviyasitim l'tayra. We got so used to it, it doesn't even bother us. Yechaper avayim v'lo yashchis, the hashchasa that the avera did to us, that got us used to it, that has to be wiped away. It's a new goal for Yom Kippurim, for the days that we prepare for Yom Kippurim, to get rid of the hashpois of the chatoim of the previous year, a beautiful understanding of a taich word, the word kapara. Let's move on to a second word that's fundamental for Yom Kippurim. And that word is vidui. Again, vidui we usually translate as confession. A person says, Vidui is mizvade, is maida, on the averis he did. There's a problem. We just learned in Parshas Kisavai, there's a parsha of Vidui Maisrais. The word Vidui from Vidui Maisrais is found in Mishnah, in the beginning of the seventh parak of Saita, Masechtas Maisa Sheni, parak Hei, Mishnah Yud. Vidui Maisrais. What is Vidui Maisrais? On which Aveira is a person confessing? He's not confessing on any Aveira at all. By Vidui Maestris, he says, Lo yavarti mi mitzvaysecha v'lo shachachti. He says, I didn't do any Aveiras. I did exactly what I'm supposed to. And that's called Vidui. What's going on? We say Vidui on Yom Kippurim so many times. What is Vidui? Confessing? It seems not. To understand the taich of vidui, we have to understand that tshuva requires two hergeshim, two feelings, two recognitions, two acknowledgments that a person has to have. One without the other is not tshuva. One is hakaras hachet. A person has to recognize what he did wrong. He has to recognize it to the degree that he expresses it. That's number shiflus adam. A person realizes how low he sunk, the mistakes that he made. There's a second nekuda. In order to do tshuva, you need a kabbalah al ha'asid l'shaper ma'isav. You need a kabbalah on the future. That's not shiflus ha'adam. That's gadlus ha'adam. That's that a person recognizes his great potential, the things that he could do, the things that he could accomplish. Someone who feels shiflus without gadlus cannot do tshuva. He feels like a failure. There is no Kabbalah ala Asid. It's a waste. On Yom Kippur, we have to feel like Malachim, because if we don't feel godless or Adam, then tshuva is impossible. One without the other doesn't work. Do you decide that without Hakaras, godless or Adam, a person can't do tshuva? Is the fundamental of Vidui. Who says Vidui for Klal Yisrael? The Kayin Gadol. The Kayin Gadol. He's a tzaddik. Why is he saying vidui? The vidui Shekhlal Yisrael should be the hider mitzvah. It would seem the hider mitzvah of vidui is to get someone who did a lot of aveiris, piles of aveiris, let him do a vidui. His vidui is a real vidui. He's being maidan aveiris he did in the past. And the answer is that the key of vidui is not the recognition of the past that's needed. But the key is godless Adam, the recognition of what a person is capable of in the future, what a person is able to do in the future. That's vidui. Vidui is godless Adam. A person brings maisa, vidui maisris. It's an expression of the godless Adam. I was tested with a nesayin, a tremendous nesayin. A farmer has to give away so much of his crop. I was tested and I succeeded. The hergish of godless ha'adam after in the Sion, that's the key to vidui. Rav Palm used to say, in the Shmuz and Parshas Kisavai, which was generally in the beginning of the Zman, of El Zman, the Avoida of Vidui Maestris and of bringing Maestris Sheni to Yerushalayim is to recognize Godless Adam. A person lives in his Darfel in his little town. He thinks he's a Talmud Chacham because he compares himself to the people around him. He goes up to Yerushalayim and he sees what Godless Adam is. He recognizes that he could have a desire, a goal of much bigger and better things. Godless Ha'adam is the key to Maestres. This recognition causes pain and brings hope. The fact that we have such a long way to go is painful, but it gives us the hope that we can do it. When we see people who accomplish, we can do it with them. Who can apologize to another person? When does one person apologize to another? Only when the person apologizing is confident. He has confidence. If he feels just shiftless without godless, he'll never apologize. If he realizes that he's a person that can do better, then he's quicker to apologize. Shiftless Adam without godless Adam goes no place. And that's the key to Vidoy. The key to the Al-Chaitz is the Kabbalah, the understanding that a person can go somewhere with this Hakara. So understanding Kapara of Yom HaKippurim and Vidoy of Yom HaKippur are the key to making the coming year a better year, a more meaningful year. And with that in mind, I ask everyone for Mechila, if I cheated you out of a minute or two during some week or the other, may HaKadosh Baruch Hu grant that the coming year be a year of inspiration, where we grow, where we move forward. We start with the Seres Yemei Tshuva, which is the week, of course, that everybody will show up at Mishmar. Everybody will put in the hours they need in their davening, in their learning, in their godless Adam. If you make it to Mishmar tonight, it will be at 12:40. Slichus as well, and Yitzhar Hashem, an extra bonus for coming. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu grant everybody a year of Hatzlacha, of Nachas, and the Yikah we should daven. We daven, we should have nachas from our family. We should daven, the Rabbeinu Shalom should have nachas from us. Shafru ma'aseichem, that our ma'asim in the coming year should be better, should be godless. May we be zeichet to that. A good gebench to yard to one and all.